Hello and welcome to First Baptist Church. Today's speaker is Pastor Jeff Reynolds.
Let's pray together. Lord, we are so encouraged by your faithfulness and by the words of that great song that stirs within us the reminder that through it all, you are faithful. And through it all, you remain faithful. And so, Lord, today we worship you and we thank you for your faithfulness to us. Show us, Lord. Show us who you are through your word and by your spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. That is by far one of my absolute favorite songs, Great is Thy Faithfulness. And I want you to know that that line actually comes from the Bible. If you've got your Bible, I would invite you to open up to Lamentations chapter 3. And if you are a YouVersion user, you can tune into our live event now. And the theme of the message tonight is very simply Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. You know, they say that hindsight is 20/20. So when you look back, you can see what you should have done differently, what you could have done better, what perhaps could have gone worse. But there's another sort of clarity that comes from looking back. And that clarity comes as we look back to see the hand of God throughout the course of our lives. It's often difficult to see the hand of God in the middle of hard circumstances. If you'll look, you might see hints of His movement, hints of His presence. He is gracious to show us Himself, but you can really see God's impact when you look back. When you've come through on the other side, and you say, God, show me how you moved. Well, this is what is happening in Lamentations. Now, Lamentations is not a happy book. It is a gut-level honesty that follows the destruction of Jerusalem and the Babylonian captivity. It is a gut-level, heart-wrenching honesty. And it's not pleasant to read. But the central thematic passage of the book comes in chapter 3, when the writer of Lamentations writes these words in verses 19 through 24. Remember my affliction and my wanderings, the wormwood and the gall. My soul continually remembers it and is bowed down within me. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. You know, there are some who would seek to convince us that if we would trust and follow Jesus, that we wouldn't face any problems in our lives. And that's just not true. Jesus himself said in John chapter 16, verse 33, in this world you will have tribulation. But then he followed that statement up with a promise. He said, but take heart, for I have overcome the world. And so the reality of suffering doesn't negate the power and presence of God. But through suffering, God shows us himself, and he shows us his presence, and he shows us his power, so that the writer of Lamentations, as they lament, is able to say, my soul continually remembers my wormwood and my gall. It is bowed down within me, but this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I want you to think back to a difficult moment in your life and just ask the Lord very simply, show me where you were. Show me how you came through. Show me how you carried me through. And it may be that you faced many difficult moments in your life. And it may be that tonight is the perfect opportunity for you to look back and say, God has brought me through thus far, and I know he's not going to leave me now. And so, We sing, "Great is thy faithfulness," because his faithfulness indeed is great. And in him we will hope. Tom Chisholm was born in Franklin, Kentucky. And he started to be a school teacher when he was 16 years of age. He didn't finish high school, he never went to college, but he was a teacher starting at the age of 16. And then he got into the newspaper business, and that fell through. Eventually, he was ordained a pastor, but poor health forced him to resign the ministry. And so he moved to New Jersey, and he sold insurance. While he was there, he wrote some poems. And in 1923, he sent a collection of his poems to his good friend, William Runyon, who was a musician associated with Chicago's Moody Bible Institute, who also worked for a hymnal publishing company. And Runyon took Chisholm's words to his poem and turned them into a song. And that song is called "Great is Thy Faithfulness." And it is based on this text. Many years later, Chisholm would look back and he would remember the circumstances surrounding the time when he wrote the song, and he would remember the circumstances throughout the rest of his life. And this is what he said: "My income has not been large at any time due to impaired health in the earlier years, which has followed me on until now. Although I must not fail to record here the unfailing faithfulness of a covenant-keeping God, and that he has given me many wonderful displays of his providing care, for which I am filled with astonishing gratefulness." They say hindsight is 20/20, but there's another way in which we can look back and see more clearly than perhaps we see as we walk through uncertainty. We look back and we see the hand of God, how he has been faithful to bring us through to this point. And if you are in Jesus Christ, he has promised that he will bring to completion the good work that he has begun in you. He has been faithful and he will be faithful. And so these words resonate with our hearts. "Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Pardon for sin, and a peace that endureth, thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today, and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine, with 10,000 beside." Would you pray with me? Oh, Father, we love you, and we are so thankful for your abiding presence with us. We are so thankful that you have seen us through and you have brought us to this point. And Lord, just as you have been faithful in the past, so you are being faithful in this moment. We are so thankful that in Jesus Christ, you will bring to completion the good work that you have begun in us. And so tonight, if there is anyone listening to this who is yet to give their life to Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, may tonight be the night where they say, "Lord Jesus, I confess that I'm a sinner. I've tried it my way. It didn't work out. But I believe, Jesus, that you're the Savior, and I turn to you now, turning away from my sin and asking you to come into my life, to forgive me of my sin, to be my Lord and Savior. I will trust and follow you." And Lord, for all of us, we pray that you would keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, that you would keep us focused on you, O Lord, running with perseverance the race marked out for us, because we believe that one day we will be able to look back over the landscape of our entire lives and see what we confess tonight. "Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me." We love you, Lord. And our hearts resound with praise for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.